There is a richness, there is an opportunity, there is a prestige that comes to other people's lives when we carry honor everywhere we go. Your contact with my life enriched you. That's what honor does. And honor also has, you know, the classic definition of being having great respect and or admiration. Great respect or great admiration for somebody else. Now, the word admiration has the word wonder or wonderment in it, all right? Now, wonder is this awe, this esteem that I have for someone who I'm looking for what's wonderful about your life. So this kind of plays into the prophetic culture of pulling the gold out, but it is, I give you the benefit of the doubt, I seek your highest good, I prefer you. It's all the language that we have in other places, but it is the practice of honor. When I describe you to other people, I am describing the wonder of who you are. And I don't mean like, yeah, I've been wondering about them, but I mean like, you know what? You know what I noticed about them? You know what I heard about them? You know what I saw them do? It was wonderful. And what begins to happen is the anxiety in your environment begins to drop. The anxiety around the relationships in your environment begins to drop. The fear begins to leave because the love is filling the room. And that power, that process, that set of agreements that we have is to honor each other. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't confront, because one of the keys to what we do is we confront. We're going to empower people, but we're going to confront people. Keys to confrontation is going to teach you how to confront people, but you got to understand, empowering people, having powerful people everywhere is vital, but being able to confront and being willing to confront is the only way you're going to protect this. Otherwise, you have a bunch of powerful people breaking all the stuff, tipping everything over, and hurting people.